Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's our song for Lee Sterling.
Get him, Lee.
We don't know why, but it works. He was 3-2 last week. All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crank it up real quick, Solana. Got to get to the hook here. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on social media on Twitter at Paramount Sports. I always point out he does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking sports gambling. So he went 3-2 last week, and one of his picks, the fight was canceled. But I'll take a 3-2 week any day of the week. What's happening, Lee?
I think you shorted me. What were the two?
I did.
Losses?
What are you?
We lost the Miami game. That was the only wager we lost.
Didn't you have Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay over New Orleans?
I didn't give that out as a selection.
Are you sure?
I'm like 95% sure. I think
might have to go to the tape on this one, Solana. Might have to go to the tape on that one. I wrote down that you had Tampa over New Orleans plus the points.
Well, I did like that side. I don't think we discussed that game. I do 50 segments. I don't remember discussing that game with you.
All right. Well, we'll. Okay. He was either 3-1 or 3-2, but we are going to check the tape.
Well, we won. We won the University of Miami game. I think I won four games.
What?
Miami winner, right?
Oh, you know what? That's true. He had given us Miami. Yep, that is true.
Yeah. Okay. And we had the NBA game, and yeah, and we had both NFL game winners. Arizona and Green Bay.
Yeah, but you had Tampa in there, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe you threw that in there. It might have been 4-2. It might have been 4-2. I think you're throwing in some of your losers over the weekend.
Trust me, all I've had was losers.
Did you bet Green Bay last weekend?
Did we bet Green Bay? We had them in a parlay. But the parlay lost.
So you had your Thursday expert loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
And you put it in a parlay?
Yes, correct.
Welcome to my
Jane,
world.
What's going on
welcome
here?
to my world.
So okay. Since the Hurricanes game on Thursday night, which we won, since that night we have made a total of 7 wagers and gone 0-7.
Wow.
Full units wager. It's the worst start to a season.
You've given back all that you made on the Milwaukee Miami series there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get it back.
Anyway, nice talking to you. Appreciate the effort. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Let me jump into it because we really are pressed for time today. We are so loaded. Celtics. Let's start with the Heat and Celtics.
Yep.
Heat up 2-0. Celtics are a 2.5-point favorite over the Heat tomorrow night. Do you like that game?
No. I'm going to pass on that game.
Yeah.
Just going to sit back and root for the Heat.
Right, that's what we did last night. Now, did you play last night?
No, did not play the game.
Yeah, we just wanted to watch the game and enjoy it. And you feel like Boston's got to be able to win a game at some point, but then maybe they don't. I don't know. The Hurricanes on Saturday, so it's their first road game. Do you say Louisville or Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville, good for you. Hurricanes are getting 2.5 points from Louisville tomorrow night.
Okay, not a strong play. Probably the weakest of anything I'm going to give you. I think Louisville's the right side. I think that this is a circle game for them. And watching Miami, I think we shored up two of our four biggest weaknesses at quarterback with De'Aaron King and the kicker. But I still think we're weak on the offensive line at the cornerback spot. I do not think that Ivy is a guy that we can count on for the season. And two of our five cornerbacks are true freshmen. I think Tutu Atwell might have a big game here. And I like Scott Satterfield a lot as a head coach. This was their worst game last year, Louisville.
Yeah,
I think they get us in a barn burner here, 42-38. I'm going to lay the 2.5 and take Louisville.
All right. What about the Dolphins? Dolphins, they've been getting 6 points. I think it's down to 5.5 now. They're hosting Buffalo on Sunday.
Hate to go against the Miami team, but I think Buffalo's probably the right side. Unless I see the offensive line, you know, start controlling the line of scrimmage. And what fears me is Josh Allen throwing the ball down the field and also his running ability. I think they win this game something like 24-17.
Yeah, Crowder and I like Buffalo as well. I think, what are we going to do, put it in a five-team teaser, Crowder?
Yeah, probably. That's our normal approach.
Sometimes I get carried away.
You don't have
with
to
my
play
own
the
expertise,
game.
Lee.
You don't have to play the game.
I know. But how do you watch a game if you're not playing it? It's very difficult.
I had a great time watching the Heat game last night.
I was licking my lips. I was smacking my arm.
Lee Sterling. Over.
Lee Sterling is with us. The website is ParamountSports.com. What? Give us three picks. Your choice. Could be anything.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you two MMA selections and an NFL game. Nico Price, -160 against Donald Cowboy Cerrone. I think Donald Cowboy Cerrone has lost it. He's getting up there. He's almost 40 years old. His reflexes are shot. His chin, he just can't take a good punch anymore. Nico Price is a monster puncher and a big guy. Nico Price with a win there. My biggest play, Andre Yule, -220 over Irwin Rivera. More talented and skilled. I think Irwin Rivera will probably be back fighting in Bellator after this fight. Yule has a 7-inch reach advantage here in this bout. I don't think this fight, our big fights usually in the last couple weeks have been over by the first round or early in the second round. I like Andre Yule in that bout. And then in the NFL, I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of people base their decision too much by what they see in the first week, and Indianapolis did not look good. They never fare well when they play at Jacksonville. I think their offensive line might be one of the best in the NFL. Minnesota's got a problem. Both their defensive ends from last year do not return. They lost Everson Griffin to Dallas. Daniel Hunter, he's out with a neck injury. And their top three cornerbacks are 23 years old or younger. I think that inexperience against experienced receivers from the Colts, I think, is going to be a big disadvantage for them. I like Indianapolis here. I think they win this game going away against Minnesota.
That was one of the games that did me in last weekend. Not only did I have Indianapolis Colts.
You were one week short.
Well, I think you're right about Minnesota, by the way. I think people are going to overbelieve in Minnesota, as was the case in week one, which you were correct on.
Right.
But Indianapolis, I'm also, you know, I'm in a pretty decent buy-in suicide pool. And I picked the Colts last week. So, I mean, and I'm not even including that in the 0-7
right.
on our real wagers like that. I mean, it's just been brutal. Just brutal.
Did you like wake up, you know, with a dog licking you or something outside?
What's a good gambling slump buster?
I mean, I think you got to go to Bobby Rubino's. You got to treat yourself. You got to act like you're a winner.
I think you're right. Bobby Rubino's might be the slump buster that I need.
Yeah.
I can't go there tonight because
like
Rosh Hashanah.
You
but
act like a
I'm
loser,
going tomorrow.
And you know, yeah, and you get a burrito from 7-Eleven. You know, That's not going to get the job done.
You're right. You got to sit and eat a meal at Bobby Rubino's like a winner.
Right.
That was great. Solana has found the sound of you picking Tampa on our show.
Okay.
Would you like to be? Would you like to hear it and be proven wrong?
No, no. So I was 4-2.
There you go. Good research, Solana. We are. We are. If nothing on this show, we are honest, ladies and gentlemen. When Sterling is on fire, he's on fire. When he's not, he's not. But he had a winning week, regardless. So. Yeah. Website is ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com. So your biggest play this weekend is Andre Ewell?
Andre Ewell and then probably Indianapolis. And third play is going to be Nico Price.
All right. And I do like that Indianapolis bet, Crowder. I do like that one. And he's got Louisville tomorrow night, a small play, if you will, and he likes the Bills on Sunday over the Dolphins. Again, Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and you can check out the website. It is ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee. Have a great weekend. Happy Rosh Hashanah, by the way.
You too. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.